In other noteworthy elections, Sinn Féin got the most votes at the polls in Ireland, but came second in terms of seats. The country got its first ever coalition government between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. In Bolivia's twice-postponed election, Luis Arce won the presidency. He is from the left but is viewed as a technocrat. There was talk of war in the Gulf region after America assassinated Qasem Soleimani, Iran's foremost general, in a drone strike at Baghdad's airport in January. 5 days later, a Ukrainian airliner crashed after taking off from Tehran airport, killing all 176 people on board. Iran's armed forces later admitted that they had mistaken the plane for a missile and shot it down. Parts of central Beirut were destroyed by a huge explosion, killing 200 people and injuring 6,500. A fire at the port ignited 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored and neglected for 7 years. The blast, felt 240 kilometers away in Cyprus, led to the resignation of the Lebanese government. NASA launched astronauts into space from American soil for the first time since the end of the shuttle program in 2011. It used a SpaceX capsule, a first for a private company putting humans into orbit. China sent a spacecraft to the moon to collect rocks, which hasn't been done since the 1970s. Parasite, a South Korean comedy thriller, was the surprise winner at the Oscars. It beat the bookie's favorite, 1917, to scoop Best Picture, the first foreign language film to do so. The film industry was hit hard by lockdowns as cinema closures postponed the release of many blockbusters until 2021. Some went straight to streaming. Disney Plus, the studio's streaming service, ended the year with 87 million subscribers. It wasn't expecting to reach that number until 2024. It now thinks it may have 260 million users in 4 years' time. Disney reorganized its content delivery around streaming. Africa was declared free from wild polio. The disease is now found only in Afghanistan and Pakistan. There is no cure, but there is a vaccine.